This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Intense fighting raged Thursday in the Gaza Strip's largest cities as Israeli forces and Hamas militants battled and Palestinian civilians sought what little shelter was available to escape the war. Battles took place in Gaza City in the northern part of the enclave, where Israel focused the initial stage of its campaign to eliminate Hamas, as well as in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza, the location of the latest expansion of the war. Israeli government spokesman Ilan Levy briefed reporters on the actions taken by the Israeli Defense Forces, or IDF, Thursday.
The IDF continues combat, close-quarter combat, against Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip, including in Khan Yunis, eliminating tunnel shafts and the terrorists operating within them. Our commando forces are conducting raids in Khan Yunis and battling Hamas terrorists. In the north, we have also seen intense fighting between IDF forces and Hamas forces in Jabalia and Shajaiya, which have been completely encircled.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned the situation for civilians in Gaza is becoming a humanitarian crisis, saying in a letter to the UN Security Council the collapse of the humanitarian system could have potentially irreversible implications for Palestinians. In his letter, Guterres invoked Article 99 of the UN Charter, which states the Secretary General may bring to the attention of the Security Council any matter in which his opinion may threaten the maintenance of international peace and security. At a briefing in UN headquarters Wednesday, UN spokesperson Stéphane Dujarric told reporters it was the first time Guterres had invoked the article.
In the letter, which has been shared with you, the Secretary General urges the members of the Security Council to press to avert a humanitarian catastrophe, and he appeals for a humanitarian ceasefire to be declared.
Around 1,200 people have died on the Israeli side. The health ministry in Hamas-run Gaza said the death toll there has surpassed 16,000. This is VOA News. Italy Wednesday officially informed China that it is leaving the Belt and Road Initiative, dismissing fears the decision could sour relations and damage the Italian economy. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Italy became the first and so far the only major Western nation to join the trade and investment program, ignoring warnings from the United States that it might allow China to take control of sensitive and vital infrastructure. However, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni said when she took office last year that she wanted to withdraw from the deal. She said it had brought no significant gains to Italy. The 2019 accord expires in March 2024. An Italian government source said Rome would not be renewing the pact. China's foreign ministry's spokesperson Wang Wenbin told reporters on Thursday that the Belt and Road has enormous appeal and global influence, without singling out Italy for criticism. More than 100 countries have signed agreements with China to cooperate on Belt and Road Initiative.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is moving closer to a fifth term as president. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking at the Federation podium in the upper house of parliament, Russian Senator Andrei Klishas announced the Federation Council of the Russian Federation is to decide on setting the date for the presidential election on March the 17th, 2024. Members of the Federation Council, which is Russia's upper house of parliament, voted unanimously to approve a decree setting the date. Putin hasn't yet announced his intention to run again, but is widely expected to do so in the coming days, now that the date has been set. Having established tight control over Russia's political system, Putin's victory in the March election is all but assured. Prominent critics who could challenge him on the ballot are either in jail or living abroad, and most independent media have been banned. I'm Karen Chamas.
A gunman on a Las Vegas college campus killed three people Wednesday before he himself was killed in a shootout with police. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
University of Nevada, Las Vegas Police Chief Adam Garcia says officers responded quickly as shots rang out at Beam Hall.
It immediately engaged the suspect in a shootout.
Authorities gave the all clear about 40 minutes after the first report. Sheriff Kevin McMahill.
Our hearts go out to the entire UNLV community.
Law enforcement sources said the gunman was a professor who had unsuccessfully sought a job at the school. The sheriff says lessons learned from the 2017 massacre outside the Mandalay Bay Casino informed the training for the response. Audio courtesy KTNV. I'm Jennifer King.
You'll find more on all these stories we're covering 24 hours a day on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.